From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Rock, September 12th. Five from the leagues, here's where I'd start. Let's get into it. First, from Sky Sports. Let's do this for the US as Shelton sets up Zverev test in US Open final. Ben Shelton triumphed over Francis Tiafoe in a thrilling US Open semifinal, securing his spot in the final against Alexander Zverev on Sunday. After dropping the first set, Shelton rallied back to win 4-6, 6-3, 6-3. 7-5, marking a significant moment for American men's tennis. It's been 23 years since an American male player claimed a Grand Slam title, and Shelton is eager to change that. Earlier, Zverev defeated Karen Khachanov in straight sets, showcasing his resilience after a shaky start to the tournament. He's now aiming for his second Grand Slam title. Both players expressed excitement for the final, with Shelton emphasizing the importance of representing the USA. The atmosphere in Arthur Ashe is expected to be electric, and both players are ready to rise to the occasion. Next, second, from The Guardian Sport. This is my moment. Taylor Townsend's road comes full circle with US Open triumph. Taylor Townsend celebrated a significant milestone at the US Open, completing her career doubles Grand Slam alongside partner Katrina Siniakova. The 30-year-old Chicago native took center stage at Arthur Ashe Stadium, where she confidently declared, "Y'all know this is my moment." In a thrilling match, Townsend and Siniakova faced off against Ashlyn Krueger and Robin Montgomery. After driving the first This victory marked a special achievement for Siniakova, who became a two-time career doubles slam champion, while it was Townsend's first time joining that elite group. The atmosphere was electric as the crowd cheered, celebrating Townsend's journey and resilience. After previously being denied ASTA funding, this triumph felt like a full-circle moment for her. It's a testament to her hard work and determination, and the joy in her voice was palpable as she embraced the moment. Up next, third, from Awful Announcing. Colin Cowherd believes Sophie Cunningham is the WNBA sex symbol. Sophie Cunningham recently joined Colin Cowherd on his podcast, where their conversation took an unexpected turn. Cowherd described her as the WNBA sex symbol, a label that caught Cunningham off guard but ultimately pleased her. She pushed back against the stereotype that female athletes can't be both tough and feminine, insisting that it's possible to embrace both sides. While Cowherd's comment raised eyebrows, especially given the context of their discussion, it also highlighted a broader issue in women's sports. Many WNBA players, like Aja Wilson and Skylar Diggins-Smith, have long challenged the notion that they can't be stylish and fierce. Cunningham's response reflects a growing movement within the league to redefine how female athletes are perceived. And then, fourth, from Sky Sports, Conor Benn will challenge Ryan Garcia for the WBC welterweight title at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas in the early hours of Sunday morning. Sky Sports' Esprit Jenny Nelson is refusing to ray off the British fighter who is challenging for his first world title. Conor Benn must prove he belongs at world level in this weekend's fight against Ryan Garcia. But the WBC champion might be too fast and too sharp, says Sky Sports expert Jenny Nelson. All eyes will be on time at 3:35 p.m. When 11 glory in the civil ledger they love on Saturday was written and don't ever sell at this tail on at Balladoyle to Wednesday day and Pierre Bonner the blade renewal of the Saint Ledger. 3:35 Doncaster and sell at his face is Christmas Day and Pierre
Bonner in Saint Ledger the 250th renewal of the group. 1 Bedford Saint Ledger looks a cracker, with Aiden and Joseph O'Brien set to dominate a field of 11.
Nelson, Ben's graduation day is here, but Garcia could be a class above. Next, 5th, from Sky Sports. And sell at his takes on Christmas Day and Pierre Bonner in 250th Saint Ledger. The 250th edition of the world's oldest classic is here. Up next, 6th, from BBC Sport Football. Flex your football brain with our daily quizzes. How much do you really know about football? Keep scrolling to beat all 3 of BBC Sport's daily quizzes. Today's questions, clues, and answers have been set by Floris Nelson, Joe Reindl, and BBC Sport user Murray Hoban Krajalachi. Today's Who Am I? Guess the footballer in as few attempts as possible. After each wrong guess, you unlock a new clue. The fewer clues you need to get the right answer, the more points you score. Give us 5 correct answers inside 5 minutes. Guess today's fiendishly difficult question. You have 5 lives before the answer is revealed. And then, 7th, from BBC Sport Football. Maresca is perfect person for Man City job. Dias.
Ruben Dias believes Enzo Maresca is the ideal choice to take over as manager for Manchester City after Pep Guardiola's exit.
In a recent conversation, Dias shared his confidence in Maresca's ability to lead the team effectively. He highlighted Maresca's understanding of the club's culture and his experience working under Guardiola.
Dias emphasized that the transition could be smooth, given Maresca's familiarity with the players and the club's philosophy.
As City navigates this change, Dias' endorsement of Maresca signals a hopeful outlook for the team's future. Fans will be eager to see how this new chapter unfolds. Next, 8th, from BBC Sport Football. New Man City signings desperate to win Dias. Despite the changes, Dias believes the club's winning mentality remains intact. He appreciates Maresca's familiarity with the team, having served as Pep Guardiola's assistant before stepping into the head coach role. The squad has started the season strong with 4 consecutive victories, and they're gearing up for a challenging match against Manchester United. Dias, now one of the longest-serving players, reflects on his journey with the club.
club. He's excited about the new challenges ahead and values the memories with teammates who have moved on. At 29, he's committed to maintaining his ambition and contributing to the club's future success. Excitement is the word that sums up his feelings about this new chapter. Up next, 9th, from MMA Fighting, Ryan Garcia vs. Conor Benn live round by round updates. Ryan Garcia and Conor Benn are set to face off in a highly anticipated boxing match at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas tonight. The main event is expected to kick off around 11 p.m. on Paramount Plus. Fans can also check the results from the undercard fights leading up to this clash. Garcia, with a record of 25 wins and 2 losses, is defending his WBC welterweight title for the first time. He last fought in February, where he secured a unanimous decision victory over Mario Barrios. This title defense adds an exciting layer to the matchup. On the other hand, Conor Benn, boasting a record of 25 wins and just 1 loss, is entering what many consider the biggest fight of his career. He's riding a 2-fight win streak, having recently defeated both Chris Eubank Jr. and Regis Prograis, also by unanimous decision. This fight is crucial for both fighters, setting the stage for an electrifying night in the ring. Stay tuned for live round-by-round updates as the action unfolds. And then, 10th, from Sky Sports, Solheim Cup Live, Grant Stark lead out Europe after tight opening day. Team Europe is ready to take on Team USA in day 2 of the Solheim Cup at Bermudas Golf. After a tightly contested opening day, the atmosphere is electric. Grant and Stark are leading the charge for Europe, aiming to build on their momentum. The competition is fierce, with both teams eager to secure an early advantage. Today's matchups include a mix of foursomes and fourballs, which always adds an exciting twist. Fans are eager to see how the players respond under pressure, especially with the stakes so high. As the day unfolds, every shot counts. Keep an eye on the live updates and highlights, as this event promises to deliver thrilling moments and intense competition. It's shaping up to be a memorable day in women's golf. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. If this saved you, the whole video is free at sovo.com.